Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Eric. I guess, Biden's ratings in free fall. I guess that story is just gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I'm not suggesting, you know, one poll is the end of his, you know, he has right. been downward since August. But, you know, when there's a 40% poll, the media has no hesitation about right. cherry picking that and just pummeling.
Yeah.
50% in the CBS poll, he went up 8 points. Since yeah. the last month,
which
I don't know if CBS and the media thinks it's a total junk poll, they should just come out and say so. But instead, it's just like, it doesn't exist. It yeah. literally doesn't exist because it doesn't fit the narrative. And we've seen this show before.
Yeah. And Eric, it's even more amazing given the media coverage of everything is a negative about Biden.
Oh, yeah.
About, I mean, as I was just reading some tweets about the jobs numbers. I mean, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were less than expected, but that. To try to get your head around that he's created twice as many jobs at this point in his administration as yeah. any administration in history. And you don't see that anywhere. Unemployment rate under 4.8%. It's just, you know, wages are up. Unemployment's down. You do not hear it portrayed the way it actually is.
And that's what I was going to say. Wages are up. Unemployment rate is down. If you read to the 15th paragraph of the New York Times, they would explain the numbers. One of the reasons the numbers didn't hit expectations, there's a quirk in terms of how they count public school jobs. So, I mean, you know, but it didn't hit the numbers. So it's a big deal. Also, you know, this idea, remember in the spring, you know, the press echoed this baseless Republican claim that there weren't enough workers because the government was paying people and they're lazy.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? All those state benefits ended and there's still a worker shortage. And no one's ever going to apologize to U.S. workers for the press and the Republicans calling them lazy.
Yeah. No, I heard it on my vacation, the talking point. Oh, people don't want to work. They want to stay home and cash their unemployment checks. I mean, it's just, And what we're finding is, you know, like we were talking about the United Airlines stuff, Eric, when people, when you require vaccination, employees feel safe and you pay a fair wage, there's not a labor shortage, right?
That's right. Yeah. And but the press loves, you know, I, you know, if you happen to catch the evening news, you're going to see, you know, these anti-vaccine protesters at the top of the show. America is divided. America. No, it's not. You know, in New York City, you know, public schools, the mayor has put in a deadline. All teachers, public employees have to be vaccinated. 96% have been vaccinated. 99% of the principals have been vaccinated. And what gets a big, you know, the big coverage is a few hundred people show up outside the Board of Education in protest.
Yeah, the loud minority.
Just no, there's just no context.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and speaking of which, you tweeted Biden's hands down number one agenda item was to vaccinate almost 200 million people, which he did. That gets flushed down the memory hole. Right. I mean,
right. So, right. There's all, oh, his agenda's in peril. His agenda's in peril. Obviously, there's a ton of attention on the infrastructure and the social spending bill. Oh, my gosh. You know, if these bills don't pass, his presidency is a failure. A 4 years, Trump literally passed one bill, a tax bill.
Yeah.
That was pretty early
on. Ran up this $8 trillion deficit that we have.
Yeah. And for the next 3 years, he had no domestic agenda. He didn't even send anything to the Hill. Nobody at the White House cared. And there was no hand-wringing coverage. Where's the agenda? Where's the agenda? When the Democrats, who are competent, as you mentioned at the top, you know, they get a different standard. They get a different microscope. And, you know, Biden's agenda's apparel, Democrat, there's no question what he ran on was COVID and the pandemic and getting people vaccinated. And we're over 200 million at this point. And the press just, oh, well, forget about that.
Right. Right.
You know, that wasn't a big deal. Trump left office. We were at 3% and now we're at 60%. But that's not really an accomplishment. Let's talk about the infrastructure. Bill.
Yeah.
So,
well, and the coverage of COVID in general, you had a lot of great tweets over the weekend. Just, you know, NBC, COVID vaccine mistrust is fueling a spike in rural deaths. And you just said mistrust. Come on. This is brainwashing 101. When is the press going to acknowledge what's driving COVID zombies? I mean, you said, you talk about, oh, this meet Grace. She's a 16-year-old who's showing more courage than most men right now. She's refusing to comply with a mask mandate in her Wyoming school. And you said basically 200,000 Republicans killed themselves this year via COVID in order to own the libs. But sure, courage. You know, oh, she's a plucky hero. I mean, this is how the media coverage is, right?
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. And, you know, there's just not acknowledgement of the movement we're seeing. You know, the anti-vax, the anti-mask, it's clearly intertwined with QAnon. This is absolutely cult mentality. And you and I have talked about the Trump cult, and, you know, and the mainstream media kind of doesn't like that. You know, you're not supposed to talk about cult. You're not supposed to talk about brainwashing. This was the ultimate test. This pandemic, in a sad, tragic way, created the ultimate test case for whether this is a cult or not. A free, safe, and effective vaccine has been available all year, and these people have decided to risk their lives. And I said, you know, hundreds of thousands have died this year because it's a cult.
Yeah.
And because, you know, they've you know, all their kids are vaccinated for mumps and measles, but they're willing to die to own Joe Biden or something.
Well,
it's clearly, but just my quick point that it's clearly brainwashing. It's clearly a cult, but you do not hear any of that, you know, in the mainstream coverage. Oh, we're just a divided nation. Oh, you know, on different sides of the divide. That's not what's going on here.
I mean, you said authoritarian GOP plus brainwashing Fox News plus QAnon cult equals the formula for a crumbling democracy. And you just said we'll never know on TV this weekend. You said we'll never know how many people Fox News killed during the pandemic. Off the top of my head, 100,000. I mean, who knows? You know,
but that's probably low.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I love the Wayback Machine. You said, ha, from March 2020, I predicted Fox News was going to get people killed during the pandemic. Conservative media attacked me. And yeah, here we are.
Fox News has been killing people for years. If you go back to their crusade against Obamacare, their crusade against affordable health care, they have no qualms about getting people killed. What they're doing now is just obviously off the charts. Every one of those Fox News hosts is vaccinated, and every night they go on TV and basically tell people not to get vaccinated. And the red state deaths mount. You know, in blue state America is essentially fine in terms of the pandemic and COVID. We're done. You know, they've created this 55,000 dead in Florida, almost, you know, vast majority this year while there's a vaccine. But this is the hellscape they wanted to create.
Well, I love your this is a cult part infinity. This one is they interview these Trump rally goers. Rich Thomas says at the Trump rally in Iowa today to personally deliver legal documents to give to Trump for his legal team. Our King Jesus Christ has spoken to put you back in your office in the White House. I mean, there's just no sort of, you're right, they're afraid to say how many truly crazy people are out there, right? That, you know, here is a crazy person who is in a cult. That's not how it's presented, right?
No, not at all. These are just hardworking folks. You know, they're just fans of Trump. And my gosh, doesn't Trump have an amazing hold on the Republican base? All this nonsense. It's brainwashing. But the press is not, you know, you can't talk about brain. We're talking about the Republican Party. You know, it's just a center-right party. You know, you can't talk about brainwashing. This isn't Jim Jones. Well, it is, obviously, because we have a death pile from here, you know, that could fill a couple football fields.
Yeah. Well, and you wrote a piece, America Isn't Guaranteed a Happy Ending. I mean, again, Eric, you're one of the many that's been sounding the clarion call for a long time. And it's, you know, certainly Joy Reid and Malcolm Nance Sarah Kendzior and me and, you know, a lot of people are just the urgency of this moment. I mean, your piece goes right to it. Trump Republicans are methodically and unapologetically out to derail American democracy, yet there remains a strong working media assumption that it can't happen here. And you quoted Hillary, who's, Travis, never mind about them when I die. She said, I'm astonished more people don't see or can't face America's existential crisis. She fears our democracy will soon be broken and taken over, and minority rule will be what we live under, the norm. Stuart Stevens, Republican strategist,
you quote
him saying, my plea to Democrats would be just to understand what's at stake here. The problem King George had was he couldn't imagine the creation of an American democracy, and we suffer from the same problem. We can't imagine the ending of American democracy, but it can happen. Robert Kagan, the piece we've all been talking about for weeks, right? The amateur Stop the Steal efforts of 2020 have given way to an organized nationwide campaign to ensure that Trump and his supporters will have control over state and local election officials that they lacked in 2020. And as you say, one of the problems is it's all being done in plain sight. Yet there remains a stubborn newsroom assumption that American democracy cannot be systematically steamrolled. I heard someone else say, it might have been Joan Walsh this week, you know, weekend, that I think we're used to the Nixon, like it's hidden and they lie about it and the tapes come out. I think because this has always all been out in the open, there's it can't really be wrong. It's like, no, the fact that he wrote down everything in the coup, that means that's evidence. It doesn't mean it's not, but that I think is one of the problems, isn't it? That it's all been in plain sight.
Yeah, and I just did a piece this morning about, you know, the Senate Judiciary Report late last week, that confirmed 9 times that Trump tried to obstruct justice, you know, and it goes to the Nixon stuff. You know, they uncovered one conversation, it was hidden and they uncovered it, and that was a smoking gun, he had it quick. ABC and CBS Evening News on the night of this report was released didn't cover it. What it not only wasn't the top story, it was not covered in the evening news because of course that's what Trump does. And he's running for reelection. That's the mind bending part. As I said in my piece, this would be like if Nixon had been allowed to run for reelection in 76 and Watergate wasn't mentioned in his campaign coverage.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
And you know, and I point to, you know, Wall Street Journal piece, NPR, just classic. Trump goes to Iowa. This is what it means. This is how he's polling. He's gonna freeze out the field.
Yeah.
Not one mention in these articles that the Senate just confirmed 9 times he tried to interfere with an overthrown election. That's not part of the campaign coverage.
Yeah. No, Eric, it is. I mean, it's often been said there was no Fox News during Nixon or he would have survived.
Right.
Like there was not two sets of quote unquote facts, except one side is complete lies. It is uniquely perilous time we find ourselves in. And you go down, like, as you always do, you such a great job of doing statistics. 7 in 10 Republicans don't believe Joe Biden won. 66% of red state Republicans want to secede from the United States, despite the fact that frauded in Arizona found no proof of wrongdoing. Republicans eagerly sponsoring similar assaults on election integrity all across the country. A day after results from Arizona confirmed Biden won, Trump announced at a rally the ballot review proved he won. The Travis Barney headquarters firebombed in Texas. You say across the country, Trump supporters are hanging black American flags out in front of their homes, signifying no quarter will be given, and if necessary, they will kill America's enemies, Democrats, liberals, LGBTQ, the vaccinated. GOP COVID zombies continue to attack communities nationwide, with one deranged speaker at a school board saying, I'd rather see this school in ashes than see students wearing masks. Yeah. And as you say, the whole problem is how the press covers this.
Yeah, and I point out the press doesn't seem to have a vested interest in America having a functioning democracy. The press seems to be, I'm talking to, like, you know, the mainstream elite news reporters. They seem to see, and producers and editors, their job is to document the demise of our democracy. And that's it. And you can't pick sides. And because if you stand in on the side of democracy and free and fair elections, that means you're biased. And that means Trump and Republicans will come after you. So Trump is ginning the system. He knows that the press will back down, and not call this stuff out.
Let me end with Eric Bollard saying it's a defining crisis our founding fathers could never have imagined. It's how democracy dies. And yes, it can happen here. That's the rephrase, the refrain we need to keep saying. It can happen here. All right. Eric, thank you so much. Another clarion call. I'm going deaf from clarion calls.
And
okay.
Did you notice he has a new Zoom light?
He's even more fantastically handsome than
usual.
Mm, all right. Save that fancy light just for the TV shows.
Yes.
Come on. All right.
Thanks, Eric.